T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I may have to... got a couple things I got to bring up with Ross that I'm not sure how much the Bay Area will care, but
Stein,
I know
screwed up on multiple levels.
But I know I do. I think Ross may have had his high school number retired, and also I think his former high school is in the Pennsylvania State Championship game this weekend. So yeah, we'll talk some Pennsylvania high school sports.
What an honor, man!
I'm with you, Guru.
Yeah, it's, you know, sometimes you just expect those things, and they're expected. All right, Warrior fans, I'm going to make you feel a little better here because you think I don't like Steph Curry. What are the chances that Mikal Bridges locks up Steph Curry again?
It's slim to none, and none has left the building.
There you go.
I'm with you, Low.
He's going to bounce back tonight.
Steph's I'm going 40, back. Steiny. I'm going 40.
You're just making up a number. You're just making up a number. You really have no
idea.
It's
called 40, 40. Mm-hmm.
Right.
I'm making up a number.
Yeah, you just
making
it up. I could
have said 50.
Exactly. You just picked the number.
I'm going 40. That's okay. Realistic.
Yeah, okay. 415's hot at you. Hot at you, goo.
Oh, tell me what for.
You can't see the text line right now, can you?
It is. Steiny, I'm pulling my hair out.
415, Guru. The Suns want their winning streak to end? I'll give you a chance to retract, or you really don't understand sports.
Okay. Listen, this is Steiny. I'm glad you got a kick out of that. Don't make it seem like I said they want to lose on purpose. No way, no how. What I'm saying is the world doesn't end if the streak is snapped. And sometimes during seasons in all sports, when you get a streak like this, Donnie, it becomes a burden. But Phoenix is going to come out here and play their ass off to try to keep the streak going. But if they lose, and the reason I think they're going to lose is you just took the Warriors to the back of the shed this last game. And I think the Warriors are smarting. Steph was kind of held in check.
Got kind of held in
Eddie,
check.
Per Eddie Johnson got
locked
up.
Why can't we just say it? Kind of held in check? Come on.
But the great ones have off nights. So that's why I'm predicting 40 tonight. But to the 415, no, they're not in the locker room or the layup line like, hey, let's lose. That's not what I'm saying. It wouldn't be the end of the world.
So apparently Klay Thompson right now is doing an IG Live interview from his boat. He's got his captain's hat on. You know what? I don't want to start something. I kind of do. Who are you riding with when it comes to the captain? Brandon Belt or Klay Thompson? You can't have two captains. There's only one captain, okay?
Boy, that's a great question.
Now, Brandon Belt donned the captain's hat late in the Giants season. And now Clay's got a captain's hat. You can't
have
two
captains. He's using his captain hat, though. He's actually out there on the water, so he's using it twofold.
All right,
where
so
Brandon's is just,
he's a fraud.
He ain't in the water, Steiny. You know what I mean? So I'm going with Clay.
Are you riding with Clay?
Yeah, I'm riding with Clay. Mama call him Clay. I'm going to call him Clay.
888-957-9570. Brandon Belt and Clay Thompson both own 30-footers. Who are you taking a ride with? Who are you taking a ride with? Brandon Belt or Klay Thompson? I think I'm going to go. I think I'm going with Klay.
And I don't think Belt's playing rap music, so I don't know. He may, but I know Klay is. So you know, Mr. Fab, whatever, Jeezy. So I'd be in Klay's boat, Steiny.
By the way, did you see the shirt that Klay Thompson's wearing on the boat?
Didn't.
It's pretty cool. It's a shirt with an image of Jimi Hendrix on it. And Jimi Hendrix is wearing a Sonics jersey. And Clay kind of opened it up and said, kid, let's get back to Seattle. Let's go. Let's get a team back in Seattle. Wow. They deserve a team. He's absolutely right about that.
This dude is the man. Jimi Hendrix with the Sonic jersey. They got their team stolen from him, Stoney.
Yeah, they kind of did. They kind of did.
And look what the new team did. Lose by 73 anyway.
Yeah, they're not so new anymore. Not so new anymore. You know, some people forget, and I do sometimes. Durant played a year in Seattle, KD, under P.J. Carlissimo. Mm-hmm. Okay, Eddie Johnson, just a little caution to Warrior fans, and I think this is important. Take a listen.
Now, you're going to get Clay back here, and so he's got to get acclimated. And I want Warrior fans to understand, please don't think the Clay that you used to see is going to show up in the first game.
I have been saying that all morning.
Wow, man.
Yep.
And like Steph and Clay are two of my favorite players in the league. But I want people to be patient with Clay. I mean, you out this long, man. I don't care how you look in simulated stuff. Now you got guys that's facing you and giving you that respect like you Clay Thompson of like yesterday, right away. You know, and that's when he's gonna be tested. But yeah, he'll get back to his rhythm because he's tremendous, but just you gotta be patient.
Yeah, that's all.
Wow.
I think the goal is to have Clay I don't wanna say 100% because I feel like he may not be 100% till next year because that's what they say sometimes with this injury. But I think the real goal for the Warriors would be to have Clay playing at his peak, obviously, come April and May. And so that's why I think, regardless of when he comes back, they're going to be nice. They're going to take it nice and easy with him. And that may involve some not playing back-to-backs. It might involve some 15-minute per game performances. And it's all geared to build up to, 25-30, hopefully, by the time the playoffs roll around.
Coach me on this, Donnie, because I got two thoughts. Anything you get from Klay Thompson is house money. That's one. And that has something to do with my infatuation with what I see from Jordan Poole, who's a baby Klay. And is it too short a sample size, as excited as I am about what I've seen from the Warriors through 23, 24 games without Clay, that it's too soon to say that team, even without Clay, that we've gotten all excited about, I still think that team has action. And now you get the enhancements of Clay, whatever percentage he's able to give you, it's not dependent on if Clay's back 90 to 100 we're not successful. I think that's why Kerr is all euphoria. I'm excited because you can tell me, and I think you're the man to do it, Stoney, slow your jets, or if Clay is not 80 or 90 goo, this team can't win it. Because the team without Clay that I've seen thus far, I really am into that team to the degree of, I look at the Western Conference right now, I know it's early, like they got action.
I'll just start with the first thing you said, and maybe not surprisingly, I got to disagree. When you said Clay's playing with house money, or they're playing with house money, I disagree. Right. Steve Kerr was starting to talk a little bit about championship, and that he's comfortable saying this team's, a championship contender. They are not. I don't think they're a championship contender without Clay Thompson, and without Clay Thompson, a big part of who he used to be. If you're asking me, do I think the Warriors could win a title this year without Klay Thompson? I don't think so. I also think they're going to have trouble winning it with Klay Thompson. And in a crazy way, I think they're going to have a better chance to win it next year, believe it or not. I know nobody wants to hear that, but everything I hear about this injury leads me to believe that Klay's going to be so much better next December 25th. Than he is this December 25th. So I think they need Klay Thompson to come back to make a deep run into the playoffs. Maybe I'm wrong.
Do you? Yeah. No. And the exciting thing is, Donnie, however you look at it, and there's so many ways to look at it, we're going to find out. So with what you just said, do you expect him to start by April, if we get to that juncture?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do. I think it'd be very disappointing if Clay weren't in the starting lineup by March or April. Pete's in San Ramon. What's up, Pete? How you doing, man?
Hey, gentlemen. Good afternoon. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
About the boat. We can only go out on Clay's boat because Brandon Bell's hat is in a locker room he's locked out of.
Yeah. I think most...
Oh, good point.
Oh, I got you. I just got that. Thank you, Pete. Good catch, Goo. I kind of didn't miss what he was saying. You know,
yeah, I got it.
You know, some people, a stickler might say, eh, it's called a clubhouse in baseball, not a locker room.
But you're not that, right?
No, I am. I can be petty.
I let it slide.
I can be petty.
It worked, yeah.
I can be petty, no doubt about it. Listen to this. This is what Steve Kerr said about this team versus last year's team.
The point is, you know, we were not great last year. We were in development mode. We were in, you know, we knew we were without Clay. We were in a position where, you know, I was not going to burn Steph Curry out in a year like that. And I've always been very frank and honest. You guys know that I chose my words poorly because it allowed everybody to latch onto them. This is a totally different year. We have a championship contender. You know, we're now in a position where we are one of the best teams in the league. And I want to win every year, but when you're in a position to win big, you're just, there's a fire that burns, you know, beneath you every day because you feel it. You're close. And I think that's the sense this year.
Thinks they can win it.
It's real. And you got defensive player of the year, you top three last year in Draymond. You got MVP candidate, top three last year in Stephen Curry. You got his partner in crime, Klay Thompson, coming back, Steiny. It's about what he's going to be. I didn't like the Phoenix game from the standpoint of it made them look small, which they are, but they don't play the likes of Phoenix every night. You got a 7-foot-1 player coming back for a second year. My question to you and the masses, Steiny, is this adjustment period, is it going to cost them wins? And if it does, that's okay if you tell me it'll be greater later. I'm curious to see what Eddie's talking about, if he's correct. And, you know, this not throws everything off, but you got to get readjusted to Wiseman and Clay. Those are big deals.
I got it.
Like,
they don't have to get adjusted to Wiseman. Wiseman's got to get adjusted to them. That's like I
right, but Steiny, he's taking got a Wiseman jersey.
No,
at the
I'm
end
taking
of the day.
Wiseman. Right, he does have a Warrior jersey on, but I'm looking at Klay Thompson as a 10-year veteran, one of the best players in the NBA.
Okay,
chomping at the bit. He's proven. He is a great, great player. They're getting him back. Okay, dynamite. He's going to make them better. James Wiseman had a disappointing rookie year. He's now what? Not played in about 9 months? It looks like he may miss half the season. The way I would look at James Wiseman, if I'm a Warrior fan, is expect nothing. Nothing. And when you get something, then it's gravy. I'm not saying he's not going to play. I'm not saying he doesn't have a chance to be effective. But I am not pinning my hopes on James Wiseman to drastically alter the trajectory of this team. I see him as a small piece. I mean, how about this? Can he make as big of an impact in his 30 or 40 games as Otto Porter's just made in 20? And I know they're different players, but can he be Otto Porter? In terms of that kind of impact, I'd take it. I would take it in a heartbeat.
Yeah. And, Steiny, I guess it's so many ways to skin a cat, and I'm not saying you're wrong, but I'm looking at Wiseman. Is he, by the time this thing gets to the off, Steiny, can you go put him 5 minutes left? You're playing Phoenix in a series. Can you go put him out there to finish the game?
No.
Not to guard Ayton,
no,
or to keep Ayton at bay, to get some of those rebounds or block a few shots. Like, that ain't asking too much.
You think James Wiseman is going to finish
I'm hoping
close
Steiny.
playoff games.
I'm hoping.
I think that is absolutely a reach.
So you don't even have him in your equation at all.
That's that's not what I said. I said I would expect nothing from him, and if he gives you something, that's gravy. Rather than saying when Wiseman comes back, we are going to hit the ground run.
How's
Wiseman going to play on their finishing lineup? I just don't see him in a finishing lineup. First of all, the Warriors love going small with that lineup. But
he's something you don't have. And that's intriguing just on the outset, is if he can ramp up and become somebody you can trust defensively. And what was your verbiage last year, Steiny? He was lost on defense. He made the defense take a step back. Like, what if that's not the case by April?
Well, see, I mean? I'm just saying – like, that's – how do I want to put this?
A stretch?
That – I don't know if it's a stretch, but in my vision of Wiseman helping the Golden State Warriors, finishing games at the center spot in playoff games,
okay,
that to me is a reach. It's just a reach. I mean, and I think we're kind of seeing – we're seeing an indication of that right now, because hell, he hasn't. When's the last time Kuminga got on the floor?
That is scary, Stoney.
Moody doesn't see the floor.
Me. Yeah,
this team is going after winning a championship, and if Wiseman can help, he can help. But I just don't think that he's gonna be in late in games. That's just me.
Yeah, I'll tell you this, Stoney. He's going to get the opportunity. And like you said, if the fire within him, if it's about he wants to show the world that the Warriors didn't make the wrong choice, and he's looking at LaMelo and what Edwards are doing, and he's going to be this beast that needs to be tamed, the brother's going to get a chance to go out there and work it out, quote unquote. My whole thing is, hey, I ain't asking you to be Kareem. This team has scoring. Whatever we get from you on the offensive end, putbacks, dunks, oops, okay. But what can you do defensively? And that's what excites me. So I don't want to rob him of until – and you're probably from the school of until we see a goo, then I'll say that's it. But I'm hoping that's what by April your boy's ready to do or can do.
Well, I'm like, the way I look at it is, can he help you defensively?
Right.
Well, that's the area that he was worst at last year.
No
so he's going to have to go from the worst aspect of his game to one of the better aspects of his game. To me, that's going to take all – that's going to be about a mentality for him. But I like this from Lobo. To use Guru's terminology, Wiseman making an impact this year, that would be house money. That's exactly the way I look at it. And I'm not saying I'm done on the kid, but I'm not even close. But – I'm just saying, if Wiseman gives you something this year, to me, that would be a huge bonus. Jocko.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Jocko's on 280. What's up, Jocko?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I love hearing you guys talking basketball.
Thanks.
Yeah, Steiny, you get so bent out of shape every time Wiseman comes up. And I think you have, like, a rest and development with him. Like, he's never going to improve. And
no.
He's going to look like he looked last year. And, you know, I don't think it can be undersold, like, how steep a learning curve he had last year with no training camp. He had COVID, no preseason. And then they were working Oubre and Wiggins and he all into that starting lineup. And that's three-fifths of the starting lineup that didn't really know what to do. And this year he's coming into a team that's, you know, they're rolling. And it's going to be, you know, working Clay in is going to be easy because he knows the system. And I think Wiseman's going to pick it up better. And I think they realized last year that they threw way too much at him and they revamped the developmental staff. And I just think he's going to be an improved player and he has immense talent. He just has to get it together.
All right, Jocko, bear with me here. I want
Jocko
hung up.
Arrested development.
I wanted to have a little dialogue with Jocko, because what I believe it or not, I'm looking at what I'm saying completely the opposite. And that is, I'm not bent out of shape about Wiseman. I'm worried that too much is expected of Wiseman this year. I've said it for weeks now. Would I trade Wiseman? No. Because I don't know what he's going to be. I have no idea what he's going to be down the line. But this year, for this team, after 3 games in college, only 37 last year, now he's been out 9 months. I'm just tempering expectations with Wiseman. That's all.
I got something I'm saying. For you.
All I'm old enough to remember Steiny saying the same thing about Poole. Well, and it took Poole 3 years to develop. So,
man,
and he's a young, and he's a guard. He's a guard. Wiseman's a big guy. So all I'm saying is, this year don't expect too much out of Wiseman. I feel like I'm almost protecting him in a way, because I don't think he's going to have a monster role once he gets back.
Let's say you're right, Stoudy. Let's say you're right and you get nothing for him, because I'll share with you and the listeners, I just can't believe Clay's going to get on the floor before Wiseman. I'll leave that there. Yeah, and that's a shocker to my system. But if you are correct and there's minimal contributions from Wiseman, Steiny, I'm putting it right on the table with this, and I'm rooting for the kid. Can you think of a worse start to a career than what he's experienced if he comes back after January 11th and, let's just say, not ineffective, but wasn't able to make any contributions? Those will be 2 years out the gate. Mm-hmm. Half the year lost this year, yeah. The second half last year. Like, I couldn't think of a worse start.
Jermaine O'Neal on the phone. Jermaine O'Neal didn't play his first 3 or 4 years in Portland. Then he goes to Indiana and he emerges. He was drafted at 18 years old. I mean, I could go through. I mean, there's a lot of players, that big men in particular, that.
Well, what about Ayton? He's made strides.
Well, he's in his fourth year now, Goo.
No doubt.
How many years did Ayton play in college?
I want to say one.
Okay. Was it only one?
I might be wrong. Yeah, I'm guessing one.
But that's fine. But what I'm getting at, and you know what? I'll bet he played a full year at Arizona.
All right.
He's like 3 or 4 years ahead. But anyway.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.